Okay, welcome back everyone to our Daf a Week. I'm just going to mute you over there, Mark. So welcome back to our Daf a Week class. Sorry for the little hiatus. So we are on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, the second line on the page. And so we, again, returned to our regular halakhic discussion as that pertains to many of the karbanos on Yontif. And this Mishnah is no different. It's going to contain a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that will be about which karbanos we are allowed to bring on Yontif itself and which parts of the Yavoda are we allowed to do on Yontif itself. And we'll see that basically Beis Shammai is a little bit more stringent than Beis Hillel, and that has many ramifications, and the Gemara will go extensively to discuss that as well. So let's pick up from the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai say, Mivin Shlamim Ve'in Sumchen Aleihem. So we can bring the shlamim offerings on Yontif. What shlamim offerings are we talking about? We're talking about the Karban Chagiga. So you can bring the Karban Chagiga on Yontif, but what's the catch? We can't do smicha on them. Why can't we do smicha on them? Because it's as we explained last time, that doing smicha, according to Beis Shammai, would be problematic because that's leaning on them, that's perhaps too much work for the animal, and that's not going to be something that is allowed. Aval, lo olos. But Beis Shammai say, we can't bring olo offerings. Namely, we can't bring the olas re'i that is necessary to bring on a Yom Tov, meaning they say you don't bring it on a Yontif, you bring it on the first day of Chol HaMoed, because one is not allowed to be Doche Yontif for the Olas offering. Why? What is so different about the Ola offering versus the Shlamim offering? So the Mefarshim essentially explain, it's very simple. The Korban Shlamim, we are allowed to bring that as a sacrifice because of the fact that we eat part of it, right? Shlamim, we eat typically part of the animal, and we burn up another part of the animal. So the part that we eat justifies all the malacha that is done on its behalf, and therefore you can do it on Yontif. However, Beis Shammai say, the korban ola, the olas re'iyah, that's not a korban that's allowed to be brought on Yontif because of the fact that you're not eating it at all. So any of the halachos that allow you to kill an animal, shecht an animal, etc., can't be allowed on Yontif for the korban ola, for the olas re'iyah, because you can just as easily do it after Yontif itself, and there you can do it on Chol HaMoed, and therefore, according to Beis Shammai, again, you can bring the shlamim offerings on Yontif, but no smicha, you can't lean on the animals, but they say you cannot bring the ola offering, you can't bring the olas re'iyah on Yontif. Beis Hillel omrim, but Beis Hillel say no, mevi'in shlamim v'olos v'som chen aleihem. So a double blow. So number one, Beis Hillel says you can not only bring the shlamim, not only can you bring the Shalmei Chagiga, but you can also bring the Ola offerings, you can also bring the Olas Re'iyah, and you can do smicha not just on the Shlamim, which is again arguing with Beis Shammai, but even on the Olas Re'iyah, right? So Beis Shammai say you can't even bring the offering. Beis Hillel says not only can you bring the offering, but you can even do the smicha. So again, Beis Shammai holds you can bring the carbon, the Shalmei Chagiga, but you can't bring the Olas Re'iyah. Beis Hillel say you can bring both of these offerings, and just like you can do smicha on one of them, you can do smicha on both of them, and Beis Shammai says you can't do smicha on either one of them. Okay, the Gemara continues now with further cases. Atzeres shachal liyos be'erev Shabbos. Let's say you have the holiday of Atzeres. So Atzeres is not Shemini Atzeres, but it's the holiday of Shavuos. When the Mishnah uses Atzeres, that's what it's talking about. So when Shavuos falls on a Friday, so again, just to speak this out for a second outside of the Mishnah, if something falls out on Friday, so then the next day is going to be Shabbos, right? We most of us could have figured that out by ourselves. The problem is that if the next day is Shabbos, particularly if you're talking about Shavuos, and again, from the biblical perspective in Eretz Yisrael in particular, that the first day of Shavuos is the only day of Shavuos, which means the second day, Shabbos, the day after, is not Shavuos anymore. So the Gemara is going to deal with this extensively. But essentially, what we're talking about over here is that if you can't bring the korban on Shavuos, you can't bring the korban ola on Shavuos, according to Beis Shammai, so that means you can't bring it on Friday. If you can't bring it on Friday on Shavuos, you certainly can't bring it on Shabbos, which is not even a holiday, so you're going to have to bring it on Sunday. So let's see it now inside. At Sarah Shechalios Be'er Shabbos, if Shavuos falls on a Friday, Beis Shammai says, Yom Tevoach Achar Shabbos, the day of slaughtering the korbanos, that is after Shabbos, a.k.a. it's on Sunday. So it's a little unclear from the Mishnah itself what exactly are going to what exactly Beis Shammai is saying over here. Because again, according to the first perspective of the Mishnah, and quoting Beis Shammai, you can bring the Shalmei Chagiga, you just can't bring the Olas Re'ia. Over here, it would seem that Beis Shammai is saying you can't bring the Olas Re'ia, and you can't bring the Shalmei Chagiga even on Yontif. So, based on that, we'll have to assume that, at least according to the simple interpretation, there's a little bit of a lack of clarity here, because there seems to be a contradiction in what Beis Shammai is holding. So again, Beis Shammai Omrim, Yom Tvoach Achar Shabbos, the day of Shechting, the day of slaughter, is going to be the day after Shabbos, a.k.a. on Sunday, which means that the Olas Re'iyah and the Shlamim would both be brought on Sunday, after essentially the second day after Shavuos. Ubeis Hil Omrim, Ein La Yom Tov, and then in parentheses, Achar Shabbos, no, says Basil, there is no day of Shechting that comes after Shavuos, because why? You bring the Karbanos on the Yontif itself. Basil says you bring the Shlamim and the Olas Re'iyah both on Shavuos, so you don't need to bring anything on Sunday. Umodim she'im chalalios b'Shabbos, but Basil will say that if Shavuos does fall on Shabbos, she'yom tovo achachar Shabbos, that the day of the bringing the Karbanos, seemingly the Shlamim and the Olas Re'iyah, that is going to take place after Shabbos on Sunday. And the reason why is because Shabbos, the malacha of Shabbos, will not be docha bringing these korbanos. And then the Mishnah says further, ain't Kohen Gadol mislabish bekilav, that the Kohen Gadol, when these korbanos are brought on Sunday, according to either of the opinions, it would seem that if you are in a situation where you are bringing these korbanos, the shlamim and the olas re'iyah, on Sunday, which is again 2 days after Shavuos, so ain't Kohen Gadol mislabish b'kilev. The Kohen Gadol will not wear his fine clothes that he would wear on Yontif. Umutarn behesped uvatanis, and not only that, but you could even give a hesped, you could give a eulogy, and you could fast on this day. Shelo lekayim divrei ha'omrim atzeres achar Shabbos. Why? Because we have a big issue, particularly when it comes to Shavuos, but it serves to reason that this idea would apply to the other holidays as well, potentially, at least from the base reading over here. But the reason why we don't consider this Sunday, which again is the second day after Shavuos in this case, so why the Kohen doesn't wear these fancier clothes, and why we allow Hespedim and fasting, where we allow eulogies and okay, when we allow that, sorry, something just dropped next to me. The reason why we allow eulogies and fasting, so all of this is allowed because of the fact that we know the famous Mishnah in Menachos that talks about the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim say that Shavuos always is the day after Shabbos, Mimacharas HaShabbos. So therefore, if Shavuos is always the day after Shabbos, it's going to look a little bit odd that we're trying so hard to make Shavuos fall after Shabbos by bringing the Karbanos on that day. So we want to avoid that at all costs, so we make sure that this Sunday that falls after Shabbos, that even though it's not Shavuos, but we're bringing the Karbanos to Shavuos, we don't want to do anything that makes it seem Yontif-tik at all. Okay, Akan, so that's what the Mishnah is saying. A lot of various halachos, a lot of small details that are probably worthy of going deeper into, but for now, we'll just leave it with that, and we'll jump right into the Gemara. So we are basically in the middle of the page on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says as follows, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. Rabbi Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Hoshaya, Minayin Latzeres Sheyesh LaTashlumin Kol Shiva. So now we're going to be learning about an important fact, an important halacha when it comes to Shavuos, that is even relevant nowadays, even though we say Karbanos, what could the relevance be to us? So it is even relevant to us nowadays, and we'll just say that outside briefly, and that is, does one say Tachanun after Shavuos, right? So Shavuos will be on the 6th and 7th of the month. So does one go ahead and say Tachanun after the holiday of Shavuos, or do you start right away, right after Istruchag? And so the typical custom, certainly in our community, is to not say Tachanun right away after Shavuos. The reason why is because it has a Shavuos feeling to the days because of this Gemara right here, because there's Tashlumin, because there is a makeup option for the Karbanos that are brought on Shavuos. You can bring them for the next 6-7 days after the holiday, and therefore that's why we still to this day, many communities do not say Tachanun on those days. So again, I'm Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rabbi Yoshaya, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yoshaya, Minayin lat Sarah Sheish lat Tashlumin kol Shiva. Where do we know that Shavuos has these days that are makeup days for its that you can bring the karbanos, the shalmei chagiga, and the olas riyah, that even though the shavuos is only going to be one day, that you can actually bring them for all 7 days. Essentially, you'll have six makeup days after the holiday of shavuos. Shenamar, the pasuk says, b'chag hamatzos u'b'chag hashavuos u'b'chag hasukos. The pasuk in Sefer Devarim says very simply you have three holidays. You have the holiday of Matzot, the holiday of Pesach, you have the holiday of Shavuos, and you have the holiday of Sukkot. Why does the Torah go out of its way to quote all three of them together? Because Makish Chag HaShavuos, the Chag HaMatzos, because the Torah wants to compare the holiday of Shavuos to the holiday of Matzos, the holiday of Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos Yesh La Tashlumin Kol Sheva, just like the holiday of Pesach has a Tashlumin period, you could do a makeup for the Olas Re'iyah and the Shalom Echagiga that should be brought on the first day of Pesach. You can do a makeup for those the entirety of the holiday, all 7 days. So so to the holiday of Shavuos as well, also as Teshlumen, also as makeup days, and that you can bring the Karbanos of Shavuos for all 7 days. Shavuos is the first opportunity, but you can even bring it for the 6 days after that, just like you can with the holiday of Pesach. Now the Gemara says, okay, fine, so that's very nice. You want to connect Shavuos to Pesach, so therefore Shavuos gets all these extra makeup days. But why is Shavuos connected to Pesach and not connected to Sukkot? We have all three holidays in the Pesach, so why do you only connect it to Pesach? So ve'im makish l'chag haSukkot. Maybe you should say that it's connected to Sukkot. Ma chag haSukkot yesh la tashlumin kol shmona. Just like the holiday of Sukkot, you have makeup for 8 days, right? How many days of Sukkot are there? We'll deal with this in a second. But according to the I don't even want to say the basic interpretation. According to an interpretation, there are 8 days of Sukkot. What are the 8 days of Sukkot? Well, you have the first day of Yontif, again, talking about the in Eretz Yisrael to keep things simple, there is the first day of Yontif. There are then 6 days of Chol HaMoed, and then you have an eighth day. So it's a little unclear from the Torah's perspective. What is it? Is it a separate holiday, or is it part of Sukkot itself? Right? Is it Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh? Is it the holiday of Atzeres, or is it the eighth day of Sukkot? So according to the Gemara over here, it seems like it's the eighth day of Sukkot, but the Gemara is going to grapple with this. So again, so Machag Sukkot Yishla Tashlumin Kol Shmona, just like the holiday of Sukkot, has the opportunity that if you miss the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olas Re'iyah on the first day of Sukkot, that you can make them up for all 8 days, meaning the 7 days that follow the first day of Sukkot. So to the holiday of Shavuos should have a makeup period for all the 8 days that come after, sorry, for all the 7 days, 8 days in total, that come starting from the first day when Shavuos actually lands. Says the Gemara, what? Shmini Regal B'fnei Atzmahu. The eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, is its own holiday. It's not part of Sukkot. So if you want to compare Shavuos to Sukkot, you can, but Sukkot only has 7 days. Sukkot has 7 days, Pesach has 7 days, therefore Shavuos only has 7 days in total for makeup. You say that there's a Shmini Atzeres? Yeah, but it's its own holiday. It's not part of Sukkot. So again, Sukkot and Pesach have essentially the same number of days, so you can connect it to whichever one you want. We'll connect it to Pesach for our purposes. Then the Gemara says, no, Emor to Amri Shmini Regel B'Fnei Atzmahu. So say maybe that when we say that Shmini Atzeres is its own independent holiday, when do we say that? Hani Mili Le'inyan Pazer Kashav. It's only regarding the Pazer Kashav. What is the Pazer Kashav? So really, it's just a mnemonic. There are six things that are associated with these six letters, and in these areas, do we say that Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday? But in every other area than these six areas, we are going to assume that Shmini Atzeres is not an independent holiday, that it is the eighth day of Sukkot. What is Pazer Kashav? So the mnemonic stands for Pious Zman Regel Korban Shir and Bracha. Very briefly, Pious refers to the lottery. So they would do a lottery. Excuse me, they would do a lottery for which mishmaros, for which of the 24 groups of Kohanim got to bring which sacrifices on the holiday of Sukkot, and it would turn out that basically 22 of the 24 got to bring three korbanos each, and two only got to bring two each. And therefore, it would serve to reason that naturally that those last two should get first dibs at the extra korban of Shemini Atzeres. But the first halacha we have over here is that Shemini Atzeres is considered its own independent holiday regarding the lottery, and therefore what that means is that all 24 groups of Kohanim get to go back into the lottery of who's going to bring the korban on Shemini Atzeres. That's pay. That's the first letter over there. Then we have Zman, that's regarding Shechianu. So we know this very well, that we make a Shechianu on a Shemini Atzeres because we consider it to be like its own holiday in that regard. Right? That's the best trivia question. What is the only second day, or what are the only days of Yontif that you'll sometimes have people either when making Kiddush, but not making Kiddush. It happens with people doing Hadlakas Neiros. What is the only day of Yontif that you don't make a Shechianu for when you light the Yontif candles? The last days of Pesach. Because the last days of Pesach, everyone agrees, that's one holiday. Shemini Atzeres, though, even though it's the quote-unquote last days of Sukkot, regarding Shechianu, it's its own holiday, and therefore you make the bracha there itself as well. Furthermore, so that was Pei, and that was Zion. Now we have Reish. We said Reish was Regel, and this is the fact that we consider it to be its own holiday, meaning that there are specific tfilos and the like that happen on the Shemini Atzeres that don't happen on Sukkot. Korban, again, so Sukkot has its own Musaf Korbanos, and Shemini Atzeres has its own special Musaf Korbanos. Shir, so there's a difference, Shir, not like Shiur, but Shir, like song. So the Levium, they had special songs that were sung for Sukkot, and special songs that were sung just for Shemini Atzeres, again, showing that it's a separate holiday. And then finally, Bracha, there was evidently some sort of a special Bracha that they would make. In sort of like commemoration of the dedication that took place of the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a special bracha that was made specifically on Shemini Atzeres, making it different than Sukkot. Okay, so these are the six things, these are the six times when Shemini Atzeres is considered its own independent holiday. Every other halacha, every other case, Shemini Atzeres is going to be considered a part of Sukkot. Therefore, Avala Inyan Tashlumin, regarding when it comes to makeup karbanos, Tashlumin Zerishonu, it is considered a part of the makeup period for the first day of Sukkot. Did not, because we have a Mishnah. Mishalo Chag b'yom tov harishon shel Chag. If someone did not do the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Yontif of Sukkot, Chogigas kol haregel b'yom tov achron. So we can offer the Chagiga anytime throughout the festival, even on the last day of Yontif of the festival. What's the last day of the Yontif of the Chag of the festival? Shemini Atzeres. So we see clearly that no, all 7 days after the first day of Sukkot are part of the Tashlumin period, and therefore it turns out that Sukkot you have the opportunity of a total of 8 days to bring the Korban Chagiga and the Olas Re'iyah in comparison to Pesach, in which you only have 7 days. And so it does make a difference if Shavuos is going to be connected to Sukkot or if it's going to be connected to Pesach, because it will either give us an extra day of makeup time or it will not give us an extra day of makeup time. So therefore the Gemara accepting this, it basically says at the end of the day, no, there is a reason why Shavuos is connected to Pesach and why Shavuos is not connected to Sukkot, and that is a very famous idea that's applied in multiple circumstances, but it's applied one way over here, and that is tefasta meruba lo tefasta. No, you want to know why, how I know Shavuos is connected to Pesach and not to Sukkot regarding makeup karbanos? Because if you were toface, if you grab too much, then you haven't really grabbed anything at all. And so what is that? And then tefasta muat tefasta. But if you grab just a little bit, then you have actually truly grabbed exactly what you need. So therefore, it turns out, So, what does this mean for us? So, when we're talking about grabbing something, we're talking about the comparison in the pasuk, meaning which holiday do we want to compare Shavuos to? The one with more days or the one with less days? And so therefore, since it's better to be toe-faced less, it's better to grab more, because then you'll truly grab, so it's better to connect Shavuos to Pesach, which has fewer days, than it is to connect Pesach to Sukkot, which has an extra day. So therefore, that's how you know that you only have 7 total days when it comes to Shavuos, because it connects it to Pesach as well. And therefore, says the Gemara, so if that's the case, if Shavuos is connected to Pesach, then what in the world is Sukkos doing in that pasuk? Remember, this whole conversation began because we had a pasuk that says b'chag ha-matzos, u'b'chag ha-shvuos, u'b'chag ha-sukkos, and we connected the holiday of matzos to the holiday of shvuos. But what's the holiday of Sukkos doing in there if we don't have a, if we don't have any sort of a hekesh to learn from it? So says the Gemara as follows: No, li'akushe l'chag ha-matzos, because we want Sukkos to be comparable to the holiday of matzos. Ma'chag ha-matzos ta'un li'ina, just like the holiday of matzos requires that a person should stay overnight in Yerushalayim, even after the first day of the Chag. Right? So in other words, on Pesach, the way it works is that not only do you have to stay there the first day, not only do you have to stay in Yerushalayim the first day of Yontif, but even the first night following Yontif, you have to stay there, and you could leave the next morning. So that's a halacha. So Av Chag HaSukkos Ta'un Lina. So too, when it comes to the holiday of Sukkos, you also have to stay over an additional night, and you can only leave the first day of Chol, the first morning of Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, V'hasam et minalan. How do you know? Like, what are you talking about? This is like a totally out of left field. Where do you know that on Pesach one has the requirement to stay the night following the first day of Yontif? Who says you have to still sleep in Yerushalayim that night as well? So the Gemara answers, D'chsev, because it's very simple. There's a pasuk that says, Ufanisa v'boker v'alachta le'ohalecha, that in the morning you can turn back and you can go to your tent. Right? So this is referring to the Korban Pesach, and it seems like it's saying in the morning. So again, when do you eat the Korban Pesach? You eat the Korban Pesach on the night, the first night of Pesach, which means the next morning is still Yontif. So the pasuk says that in the morning you can go back to your tents. In the morning, how could anyone return to their homes outside of Yerushalayim in the morning after you ate the Korban Pesach? That's Yontif, and you can't go back to your homes because that's leaving the Tuchum. And therefore, it must be that this pasuk is referring to a morning, but which morning is it talking about? Not the morning of the first day of Pesach, but rather the morning of the second day of Pesach. So you have to evidently stay over until the second morning of Pesach, which means the first morning of Chol HaMoed. Okay, so with that, the Gemara now is going to segue, and we'll just do the first refutation. The Gemara is going to take that, which Rabbi Yoshaya says, that Shavuos has the 7-day compensation period, and it's going to challenge it as follows. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Atzeres Shechalios Erev Shabbos, when Shavuos falls on a Friday, Beis Shammai Omrim Yom Tvoach Achara Shabbos. Beis Shammai say that the slaughtering day, the day of bringing the korban shalmi chagiga and the korban olas riyah, is going to be after Shabbos. It's going to be on Sunday. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ein La Yom Tvoach. But Beis Hillel says there is no day of slaughter. My lav Ein La Yom Tvoach Klal. So what does Beis Hillel mean that there is no day of slaughter? Does it not mean that Shavuos doesn't actually have any tashlumin period? Right. So Rabbi Yoshaya's whole ruling was this idea that you have a tashlumin period. You have a makeup period for the korbanos of Shavuos. But according to the Mishnah, that Beis Hillel says you don't have to do the slaughtering, that there is no day of slaughtering that Sunday. So doesn't that mean that according to Beis Hillel that you really don't have any makeup days for Shavuos? Says the Gemara, that is ridiculous. You're missing the point. Lo, no. She'ina tzricha yom tvoach. It's not that you are not allowed to have a day of slaughter on the day of Sunday, but rather it's that you don't need a day of slaughter on that Sunday, because you can do it on Yontif itself. Of course, Beis Hillel would say that if, for whatever reason, you missed the opportunity to bring the korbanos on Shavuos on Friday, then therefore you can't bring them on Shabbos. Of course you can bring them on Sunday, according to Beis Hillel. So that's not what they mean at all. But says the Gemara further, Omai Kamash Malan, if this is true, that this is exactly what Beis Hillel was saying, that there is no day of slaughter on Sunday because you can bring the manyantif itself. So what is Beis Hillel trying to teach us over here? Why is the Mishnah bringing this statement of Beis Hillel? Demakriven biyome, that we can bring the olas re'ia on this day of Shavuos itself. Ha ipligu b'chada zimna. Right? Beis Hillel and Shammai already had this argument. Meaning, if this argument is only about the fact that Beis Hillel says you can bring the olas re'ia on the day of Yontif, and Beis Shammai says you can't, then we had that argument. That was the opening of the Mishnah. Did not. The Mishnah says at the beginning, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai
say, you can bring the shlamim offerings and antif, but we can't do a smicha on them. About lo olos, but you can't bring olah offerings. Ubeis Hillam, Rabbi Beis Hillel says, mevi'en shlamim ve'olos. You can bring both shlamim and olah offerings with shlamim chalayim, and you can do smicha on them. So Beis Hillel have already made it very clear that in this first part of the Mishnah, the opening of the Mishnah, that the olas re'iyah can be offered on Shavuos itself. So if when Beis Again, so it's a little bit of like a long question. So if Beis Hillel says that according to this first part of the Mishnah, that you can even bring the Olas Re'iyah on Shavuos itself, then when we have a later statement from the Mishnah that is quoting Beis Hillel saying that there is no day of slaughtering on Sunday, meaning implying that you are allowed to bring the Karbanos all on the day of Shavuos itself, meaning that you can even bring the Olas Re'iyah. So that's basically a redundancy in the teaching of Beis Hillel, because they said that already. So it must be, the Gemara is thinking now, that second statement from Beis Hillel is meant to teach you something different, namely, what is it meant to teach you? That Beis Hillel does not believe in Tashlumen. Beis Hillel does not believe in makeup days for the Karbanos of the holiday of Shavuos. Then, so therefore, the Gemara says no. Tzricha. We do need both statements. The first statement of Beis Hillel and the second statement of Beis Hillel. Di Ashmi'inan Baha. Because if the Tana had only taught the argument in the first case, Reyantif, in the first case that we're quoting, but really the second case in our Mishnah, right, where Yantif falls on. The first case of the Mishnah, Diyashmin and Baha, because of the Tanaya taught us that their argument only applies in the first case where Yanta falls on any weekday other than a Friday, Behaka Amre Beishamai. So I would think that it's in this case that Beishamai says that the Karbanos can't be brought on Yontif, Mishum De'esher L'machar, because it's possible to bring them on the following day. Aval Biha, but in the second case of the Mishnah, where Shavuos falls on Friday, and therefore you can't bring them until Sunday, Ema Modu Lehu B'Beis Hillel, maybe I would say that Beis Shammai concedes to Beis Hillel that the Olas Re'iyah can actually be offered on Yontif, because you can't bring them on the second day. So that's why we have the first part of the Mishnah. V'yashmin and Baha, and if the time had taught us that they argued only in the second case when Shavuos falls on Friday. Beha kamre Beis Hillel. So I could think that maybe Beis Hillel say that the Karbanos can be brought on Yontif, Mishum de Loev Shar Lamachar, because it's not possible to bring them on the following day, because that's Shabbos of Al Beha. But in the first case of the Mishnah, where Shavuos falls on any other day of the week, Ema Modul Beis Shammai, maybe I would say that they would agree to Beis Shammai that what? That the Olas Re'iyah should not be offered on Yontif, because it can be brought on the following day. And therefore, since both of these implications would have been incorrect, tzricha, it was necessary to teach the first case of Beis Hillel and the second case of Beis Hillel, both which basically mean that Beis Hillel says you could bring the korban olas re'iyah on the first day on Shavuos itself, and that you don't need to be doche, you don't need to push it off. Not that Beis Hillel does not agree that there is makeup period after the first day of Shavuos, that you have six more days, but rather that they say that in both circumstances that one is allowed to bring the Olas Re'iyah on Shavuos itself. With that, do one more. Okay, let's stop here. So with that, we'll stop. We'll pick up. The Gemara has a few more attempts that it will make to refute this teaching of Rabbi Yoshaya. But for now, we'll stop right here, and we'll pick up with this next time. And wish everyone a beautiful night. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Mark, have a good night.
And...